This is going to be a great episode, y'all. Real men record their wives. Hey. Episode 15, right?
Yeah. Good.
Ginse.
Shoot, I was going to look up a meaning for 15 if there is one.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Google takes 2 seconds.
I could give you a quick what I got to say about that quinceañeras that y'all be doing in the Spanish community.
Quinceañeras, yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool. I've only been to one.
I don't know if I've ever been to one.
It reminded me of how my friend Stuart, shout out Stuart Lukes on the West Coast or wherever you are, Jewish community Stuart. That bar mitzvah you had when you were 13.
You witnessed him become a man. Mm-hmm.
I never thought it was really even necessary for him to get all that shit. I was like, what the fuck? You know, but then like later on in life, one of my homie's sisters had a quince. And I also felt like they were just flexing. It was seeming like it was a family trying to show another family like, well, look what we did for our daughter.
That's what it is.
It's so in some much cases. Money spent. It's kind of like a quince, I feel like the ones that I've seen, I mean, I've never been to one, but the ones I've seen, it's almost like a mini wedding.
Oh, yeah. It's not what it's supposed to be. Like, it's not what it traditionally is. It's something cool, but, like, not cool, but, like, you know, there's something behind it. But what it ends up being is just people flexing their nuts and, like, yeah, this is what I can do for my daughter.
Meanwhile, black folks got an 18. You know what an 18 is?
18, you get your ass out the house.
You get the fuck out. You want to talk about that shit? Are you 18? Get out, nigga. Let's see the fuck you can do.
Yo, did you make that up or is that a thing?
I just made it up. I thought it was pretty funny.
Because that's fucking, that's really good.
All right, we'll see if it travels. Remember, you heard it first.
I'm should do stand up, dude.
Dude, I'm on some joke shit lately. Not like I've really been thinking about it, but I've been doing something that I wanted to share with y'all that intertwines with that. That's why it made me be jokey like that. That app I was telling you about.
Oh yeah.
Is it that stereo app?
Yeah, your hip.
How'd she know? I saw,
well, because I be peeping.
Oh, she follows me. She creeping. Be paying
attention. It's in my feed, bro. I be, you know, I have my daily
I haven't seen anything about it.
I got some dope samples I could play right now loaded on my phone and visual for y'all to see.
I have no idea what it is, so please enlighten us.
But what's cool before I even share that part for y'all is, or not cool, but what's funny while I was doing that joke shit is people be trolling. So that stuff is not cool on there. That kind of wastes your time. It's kind of like Twitter where people be like wasting your time on Twitter, but it's not the same because you'll sit here and use the joint and then somebody will pop up on your phone and be like, oh, Kenneth, you're a bitch.
Wait, you know, on that app?
Huh?
On the stereo app, they do that?
Yeah, like, it's not always genuine people. Sometimes it's kids, like, people, like, you can tell it's, like, a 9-year-old.
Trolls can kill an app.
No, but here's the thing, right? So that's good. I'm glad you said that. It won't kill the app because the app has purpose in the sense that you want to get money and you want to get listeners and you want to get followers and all that shit, right? So no one's going to follow those people.
And honestly, I feel like sometimes I go to the comments on things or whatever just to see the dumbass troll remarks.
But there's
and just
no see comment people section frying them.
So even, I guess it's kind of like a flip perspective. It's on video and people can just be like, oh, what's this crazy troll about to say? Like, let me see so I can, like, say something back or whatever. I'm just thinking in my head.
Let me give you an example of something. This guy wasn't trolling me, but he was pretty intense, man. Shout out to Malik Bey. He's following me now.
I'm saying, but African American is a term, so you have no voice. You have no rights. You're Christian property. You know what I'm saying? But that's why they can kill us in the street, because we don't belong to shit. After the Civil War, the so-called Civil War, we were stateless. We didn't claim a state. Everybody else did. Was adopted by the United States as their property. So now you got to go to their schools, and now you got to drink what they drink.
I guess my sound clip ended with me.
I was like, did you just do that?
I was confused. That's kind of cool. You just say random shit and then send it to a random person.
So does it start off with you saying
something? Or he could answer the question I just asked, but
Wait, what was the first question?
I didn't realize yours was a question. I thought it was a statement.
I was saying, I was asking, so you just say some, you just say some random shit and then send it to a random person?
No. And then what did she say?
Do you start off with, like, you just put something out there and then any random person can respond?
No, dog. So it's like a phone call, y'all. And it's dope because it's like voice over IP, right? So it's like smooth. You know how I always be doing that FaceTime audio shit? So like, it's like that. It sounds clean. And you're on a phone call, right? You're on a podcast recording just like this, y'all, right? And essentially, I think the app, they want you to like randomly land on somebody and talk for a long time, but it doesn't have to be random either. You and I, all of us can decide that we want to use that joint. And unfortunately, you can only do two people at a time, right? So it would have to be, you know what I'm saying, Fatima and I on one mic and you and Demi on one mic. It would be a whole different, you know, idea, ball game. But that's what it's like for now. I bet you this joint grows. I bet you it becomes a wave. Watch.
Yeah, I mean, seems I thought tight. It was a podcast thing only when I saw you using it. Like, I thought it was other podcasters, like, I mean, just similar. Conversing it's... or something. Because I think one person that you did talk with happened to be a podcaster, some woman that was... I just remember her Bitmoji had, like, bright orange hair and glasses.
Yeah. Shout out to motherfucking... Yeah, that's who it is. That's motherfucking Coffee Talking America. Shout out to motherfucking Coffee Talking America. Let's see if I got her in here. I don't have her in here, but I could like go to my profile and all the shit that I've said today is pretty much in there. And it's kind of, it's interesting, dude. I talked to some people in the UK, talked to some people all across the United States. Oh shit. Let me turn that off.
So it just shoots you, it just puts you in a random joint with a person. You're like, hey, what's up, man? They're like, hey, what's up, dude? or whatever.
I should do one right now. Just for
do Instagram. One, do like, one.
Just for Roman Recorded Lives, ready? Let's see if we get a good one. So, like, essentially, I'll show you how it works, right? You could be listening to people, because there she goes right there, Demi. Let me turn it down a little bit. There goes motherfucking Coffee Talking America right there. You see her? It's too bright. Yeah. It's too bright. But this is how you do. You could either interrupt them and like say some, or I can hit the mic and I can wait for somebody to show up here. So watch, somebody's gonna show up here.
Oh, someone's there.
Hi.
Yo, what's up? Are you an adult or are you a kid?
I'm an adult. I'm 25. All
right, just checking, because you know you got to do the filtering on this. You're on a podcast right now. I'm on Real Men Record Their Wives. Are you new to this stereo joint? You don't know how to get off?
No.
You want to get off this shit. It's addicting, right?
It is.
Yo, you should follow me for sure, because I got content for days. And then when you follow me, you got to follow the Co-op Couples Network. That joint is hard for me, man. It's couples, my man Kendo co-op. And his lady Demi. Yeah. They're on. Couples Co-op. I said it backwards. Yeah, okay, my bad. Hey, I was just showing them how this shit works. We're on a Zoom call right now. And, you know, I just wanted to show them how it works. Where are you at?
Me, I'm at home right now.
Okay, where is home? United States, Uganda, Australia?
California.
Okay,
California.
West Coast. Yo, listen, I'm not going to hold you. I ain't going to hold you. We got a show to do over here. I just wanted to show my people what we got going on as far as this dope ass app. Have fun. Make sure you follow me if you
give a shout out. Give a shout out to somebody.
Yo, yeah, give a shout out too. You got any shout outs you want to put out on our shit?
I'll follow you on Instagram too.
Oh, you gonna follow me on Instagram? That's what's up. Who you gonna shout out? Shout out your mom or your cousin or someone, yeah?
Oh yeah. Shout out me and my sister Tierra.
Oh yeah, hey. Tierra. What's up, Tierra?
Hey.
She must go get her laptop.
All right. Hey, no, for real, young. We hype because it's a good day right now. Scorpio season. I'm a Scorpio. We're all celebrating because I'm a Scorpio secretly. But okay, I'll let you go now. We'll talk again later, right?
Okay.
Hey, it's been real.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. You heard it. He can hear you, too. See, she heard you. So look.
Yeah, I realized that afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's tight, right? And I've literally been doing this all day, generating minutes and generating listeners.
Yeah, you gotta do that shit.
Come to our show.
That's tight.
With it, right?
Dude, it Like, she was a very nice person. It could go, though, I feel like, very awkwardly.
I was a little aggressive.
No, I'm not saying in that situation. I was just saying, like, if you have somebody and they're like, all right, like, just straight, like, talking shit or something like that. And they're like,
yeah, trolling. That's what he was saying.
Or if it's just like, yeah, so do you just, like, hang up in moments like that?
You just swipe it, right? And you don't follow them and those people.
Oh.
Yeah, you just don't care about their feelings and get rid of them.
I didn't know it was a swipe situation.
Shout out to Demi's mom for being a loyal listener.
True that. She actually, it was hilarious. Like, she did hear another episode that was like the first episode of Cooped Up Couples that was super amped up and all. We were all
lit. Yeah, the Steph and Tony episode.
And she was like, oh, no, not for me.
She's like, I had to turn it off.
Go back.
I had to turn it off.
Real men record their wives. Real men record their wives as well.
For real. She was like, for real, like beefing, bro. She came over for a little barbecue we had for her, Demi's dad's birthday, and she was like, no, you guys shouldn't. Yeah, no, I didn't like that. I was like, oh, shit. All right.
I was like, it's just, you're not used to hypeness, mom.
And I feel like she's just been waiting for the next Real Men Record Their Wives episode. So I feel like Demi's been like, you know, itchy, like antsy to fucking record. And I feel like she doesn't even realize it, but that's why. Because she feels like her mom's waiting and shit.
That's funny.
Aw, that's so sweet. But it could also be because she knows your friend personally.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly.
That's so funny. You hit it right on the head.
Exactly, because it's one of my, like, oldest friends, and so it's basically like seeing me act wild, and so she was just like, I mean, I was acting wild too, but
and yeah, like, we were all being kind of ratchet and saying, because we were drunk, so we were not, there wasn't a filter. The second episode, did we drop the second episode yet?
Part two.
Yeah.
No.
I have it edited. We're gonna drop it, but like, especially the ending, the way I end it, pretty vulgar. Like,
well, damn.
Yeah, it's pretty vulgar, but
it happens.
Fuck it. That's Cooped Up Couples sometimes.
Not always. No. But
I have something.
On another note, yeah, it was funny because my mom is actually like, I don't know about you guys, if as you've gotten older you've had to like school your parents on things. I'm sure that you have, because, I mean, yeah, times are changing and, like, there's just so many things to learn, but I'm just like, oh, my God, like, what? Like, no. Like, my mom came over and she's like, oh, no, I can't drink that beer because, or I can't drive home because I have, like, 4 sips of that beer, so I could get pulled over and get in trouble. I was like, what? Like, were you not taught about, like, blood alcohol content and, like, how that works and everything? Like, I love you, Mom, but there's just certain things that, like, I realized that, like, in past generations that they weren't taught, and nowadays we're just all about, like, we got to know everything.
Yeah. I was going to tell y'all when we were talking about you being ratchet or the cooped up couple. I don't know what made me think of it, but I was just thinking about the different shows that you're getting ready to launch and the ones I've got on Rashad Radio, and like, we just sent this link to you right now. You asked Fatima, I was randomly gonna send it to another podcast group in my text messages just to see if anybody was to jump in and come in and we could have like the clash of the Rashad Radio shows. But I did not do that. But last time I did that, I remember my dad ethered somebody we know.
Oh, that show.
Yeah. No. I was going to send it to that show. He's not part of the group anymore, so it would probably either just be the girl or my man Tex.
Really? Because of that episode?
Yeah, it's been turbulent since then. Everybody that's wondering if you are, if you've been following that show, he's okay, but it doesn't look like
it. You're stupid, dog. I don't know if you peeped it, but I bounced.
I don't know. I didn't peep it, but Lamar, my man Lamar, bounced. So if you bounced, then it just leaves me, Jackie, and Jack on that joint. And I don't know. I thought it would be funny just in the spirit of how I did it before, to just see if anybody would jump in here and give us a little random. But I said not this time.
But also, didn't Demi want to talk about vaccinations? Or am I not?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It'd be was totally, that one of it?
Yeah. She had some bees and find, like, vagina.
Yeah. And speaking of controversies.
What? Did you just say vagina?
I thought it was one of them, like vaccine.
No.
Vampires. Definitely not.
I was like kidding.
Vaginas, vaccines, wow, voting, that's, and vampires.
I mean, hey, alliteration. You kept with the V theme.
I thought that's what it was, but I really didn't.
No, we should now, though. You already know that's about V snippet, right? But no, I was just kidding around when I said that to Kenneth earlier. But I was like,
hold on, you don't say who what snippets are used and what snippets aren't used on the show. Second, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, like I was saying, no, I mean obviously Halloween's coming up, so I was just kind of joking with the vampire thing, just trying to keep it in the V theme. But also, I was like double meaning because of all the energy vampires and all types of other vampires in the world today.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Listen.
Fucking what?
Energy vampire? What is it?
Bro, yeah. When you're like nonstop, like arguing with somebody and they just like trolls, like just, it's like a waste of your energy. They're just out there to say stuff to just suck the energy out of you.
That's a reach. That's a stretch.
No, I swear. You don't be on the internet enough.
That's me stretching because...
Not only like them sucking the energy out of you, but also kind of leaving some of that negativity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Kind of spreading it out.
And then turning you into an energy vampire.
Like on the debate, the final debate, when I was watching that, all the comments... Like, everything going on, it was just nonstop. I mean, everybody was talking about, like, we're, like, responding to the debate, but then there was just random people, like, oh, did you know that this person, like, did this with him, took this amount of money, and blah, 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 and, like, just talking, like, trash or being, like, oh, whatever, scumbag, blah, blah. I don't know. I can't even explain it right now. But you guys already know what
I know.
I'm talking
I was just
about.
Fucking with you because on the show that I watch, What We Do in the Shadows, there's an energy vampire on there, and that's like my favorite character. That shit's hilarious. You remember? Did you ever see that shit?
Yeah.
That show is tight.
I think like everything has that.
Colin Robinson.
You have to just learn how to fucking see those vampire type of tendencies or people, and not. Be affected by it, you know. They exist.
Truck on through that shit. Just
I was also gonna say, like Trump's also draining the U.S. But that's all. I end there with the vampire.
What do you guys think about Halloween?
That's what I mostly was getting.
Like, what's your opinion on Halloween? Not just this year. We can get to that.
Like, but you have kids, so.
Like, well, all of it. I want to know, like, what Halloween meant to you as a kid, what it means to you now that you have kids, and then eventually I want to get to what you guys think about Halloween this year, like, and people because I have my own thoughts on it, but I want to know what your guys' history with Halloween, I guess. Like, what do you guys?
So for me, Halloween as a kid, I want to say we really never... as kids dressed up. I think if anything, maybe we would have painted our faces and just had a solid color on. And we would go trick-or-treating, but not really far.
Just get some candy, just paint some, literally, she said literally we would put just scoop, because, you know, just get some paint your shit, and then go get some candy. That's what it seemed like. We don't got to go too far either. We can just get a little. We don't have to get too much, be too greedy. Just get some candy and come back home.
And we were quick, and I don't think we did that often. I remember on Halloween, one Halloween, it really has stayed in my mind for the longest time, ever since. I want to say I was in elementary school, probably like... fifth grade, maybe fourth grade, we lived in an apartment, like in this really big apartment. It has 6 floors, and we were on the top floor. And one of this kid that I had a crush on came to knock on our door, and my older brother opened the door, and he was like, trick or treat. The little boy said to my brother, and my brother was like, you want some candy? And the guy was like, yeah. And my brother was like, go buy some. And he closed the door on him.
And you're just like, no.
Yes. It was so funny.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Denied.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was funny. It was funny. I was embarrassed. That's probably why I remember it. He was a bully.
That's funny as shit.
In case Fatima's brother listens to this, let's see if he remembers that experience.
Yeah. He's not a bully anymore. He's a good guy.
He just had a birthday.
Sure. Yeah. People go through phases.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to him.
Oh, it's his birthday today?
No, he should have just had a...
On Wednesday.
What about you, Rashad? You seem like uninterested, but what was your Halloween experience?
That's not my uninterested posture. That's my holding back. I'm drinking Raging Bitch all day, dog.
I was like, I didn't ask, but I was curious.
Oh, you've been drinking Raging Bitch all day?
Back and forth between drinking all day. And
like, but I know what you meant. Like, I thought, because you said like, you have one in the fridge, so I thought that meant like, you know what I'm saying? So yesterday.
I tried to just make it fun, but I had one earlier, and now I'm about to have another.
Okay.
One day with this beer.
Okay. My bad. I don't mean to, you know.
I've been drinking all day, son. Oh, man, pill.
Hey, you know, I heard actually pill. This morning about something about Scorpios where they try to, apparently, like, something that they are known for that is, like, one of their qualities that they can, like, talk their way out of anything or, like, twist something with their words to make it go however they, like, want somebody to make it seem like.
Oh, worm tongue.
Yeah, it's true. We do that. We're magicians. We are the magicians out of all. There's a couple magicians. Cancer's a magician also. Pisces, the water signs be doing things because, you know, we got that, like.
I got that water.
We can take form of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, our natural state is our natural state. But if we got to go into a tight bowl or a fucking hot plate. You know what I mean? Or, you know, turn into some shit, some cold shit. I mean, whatever. You get the point. But yeah, we can do that. It's our season right now. Do you feel it? It feels good.
Yeah, they were saying, like, right now it's, like, all about, apparently it's, like, very motivational, all about productivity and everything right now.
Yeah, I'm productive.
Just getting productive. In the vibe about, productious. Like, getting shit done.
So what were you trying to hold? But what do you like? You hate Halloween or something? Like, what were you trying to hold?
I don't have. I have some like adult shit that I could say to keep it the ratchet levels up on. The
yeah, let's ratchet the shit up.
Anyways, like, when's Rashad gonna say some outlandish shit? You know,
it's been a while since the breast milk. I don't like
this part of Halloween because Halloween for me is cool for kids, right?
Yeah, I feel you.
Halloween, for me, when you're 21 years old, I get it. I was there. We're drinking. We're at the bar. We're at Fells Point, wherever you are in America. You want to dress like a slut for Halloween? That's cool. This is for the ladies out there. The slutty Halloween costumes when you're an adult has to stop at a certain age.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Why? Because you could just dress like a slut any day. Yo.
What age, though?
Yeah, that's the hard question.
That's really the ultimate. What age?
I don't know. That's for the ladies to decide. I just feel like I remember at one point I was really bored with it in Bethesda because here go these girls and they're all looking like tramps and they're all like impressed with themselves. And I thought to myself, I was like, y'all are so old now. Y'all go to the club all the time looking like that for real. Like, why didn't you do something scary? You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of like trying to look sexy in your little whatever rendition.
Yeah.
At that age, they're just like, oh, no, I'm not going to look bad. I'm out right now. And it's like, no, but it's Halloween. You know? Yeah. First, that's when it's like, okay, it's for kids.
It's like there's other ways to be impressive, you know?
I guess so. It's just kind of tired. It's like if every black nigga was a rapper for Halloween, right?
Okay.
What if it's a really good costume, though?
That's what I was going to say. Because like, I'm the cosplay type shit, you know? I make my costumes. Like, I'm last minute. I super procrastinate, but I will, like, the day before... Or, like, 2 days before,
it's crazy.
Like, go around and just run and, like, grab things and just, like, sew something together, paint my face, and...
We can go back since we've been together probably every Halloween and be like, oh, yeah, we were this for Halloween. We, like, made the costume ourselves and, like...
That's so awesome.
Right? Pretty, yeah. You could probably go back ever. And we've had some vicious-ass costumes. You know what I was 1 year? I was a cheating husband. I put like some like nice dress pants on, and then I put a nice dress shirt on. I unbuckled my belt. I fucking unbuttoned my shirt. I had my shit all messed up. My hair all messed up. I had my friend Katie Tinsman. Shout out to Katie Tinsman. Kiss me my like face all over with makeup. I don't know why she did it and not you.
That was before you met me, and then you redid it a couple years later, and I did it for that one.
Oh, okay. I was
I'm the one who remembers things. So.
But yeah, I did it twice because that shit. And then people, I just looked like, and I was like walking around all fucked up. I had like a bottle. I forgot what. I put some panties.
And those were mine.
Yeah, but the first year I did it, I used some panties.
You did it twice.
And I think they were like my friend's girl's panties or something. And then like. She got like mad at him or something. Like it was big thing, something like that. Like she thought he was cheating on him for real because like she was missing the panties. I don't know. I forgot. It was a long time ago, and I was a wild motherfucker back then. But it was a really good costume, man. I like that. I like that costume a lot.
Well, the year that you redid it, I was Poison Ivy.
Yeah, so, really good Poison Ivy.
If you have the picture, I was going to say, I do have a picture. I do remember two costumes. I don't really do it too often, but one time I was Black Jesus.
Nice.
And I have a picture of that, so I can send you that. And another time I was Tiger Woods.
Oh. That would be hilarious to see. I want to see that one.
The reason why it was more funny is because it was the year that he got in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
Costumes, I think.
So did you have somebody chase you? To like beat you up?
No, well, so what happened was shout out to my homie, it was Ave, as a matter of fact. We went to she had a party and Jimmy came to the joint and she was like, if you come, I don't know how we worked it out, but she was the 19th hole. Did you find it? Or that's your joint?
Oh, that was last
that's
year.
That's not the one you were just talking about.
No, I've seen that one.
Click on it. Last year we did Sandy and Danny from Greece, my child.
Danny Zuko!
But yeah, to be honest with you, bro, like, I just don't have any, even though it's in Scorpio season, I don't really get amped for costume parties, and I am a party pooper when it comes to that. It's hard to get me to do it, but I have done it, and I'll show you evidence, and you can use it for your cover if you need.
See, I've also helped do, like, other people's stuff. Like, just they've shown up at our house and they didn't have anything. I'm like, I'm painting your face.
Yeah,
I'm
ours making just it happen. Always last minute. I feel like we're always like, we're not going to do shit for Halloween. Fuck that shit. And then there's, like, a party or something. We're like, fuck it, let's go. We got to put a costume on. And it always ends up being dope.
What was it?
One time we were like, I was a raver and she was a Redskins cheerleader.
Oh, shit. Aww.
And in the nighttime, my shit looked tight, and it was better because I wasn't by myself. I was with someone else, and it was around the time where the Jabba Walkies, the Jabba Walkie, whatever those dancers or whatever were around with those masks, and we kind of
this was 2011.
2011, damn, that was our first. That had to be our first Halloween. Yeah,
our first one
back in the day.
So I went far back.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the Facebook, the Cara.
Yeah, I was just looking for pictures.
But okay. I love Halloween, honestly. It's one of my favorite holidays.
Your favorite?
One of my favorites, because I just love the creativity of it, and then just, I don't know, I'm into spooky shit.
Okay.
So that is more so what it is, and I just love this time of year. But I'm curious more so, because you guys are parents, like, for this year... Like, what's the deal? What are you guys thinking with Isaac, or if Kelly's going to do it? I don't know if she's too old now. People are usually...
No, she won't do it, so.
Yeah, she's too old now, but he was actually, he brought it up. He was looking forward to it. He wanted like to get a costume, and when I told him, you know, Isaac, we're not going to be able to do that because it's COVID right now. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Aw."
So
he was disappointed, but we're still going to get him a costume. He still wants to get a costume, but instead of going out to get candy, we're going to do, I told him, like a scavenger hunt here.
Ooh. That's a great idea. A
scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Change it up.
And like my parents' backyard or somewhere.
That's a good way to make it fun. Keep it something at least to have for him. I actually heard on the radio today when I was going to run errands in McLean, they're doing this thing and it's called Trunk or Treat.
When did you go to McLean?
I said I heard on the radio that they're doing.
When you went to run errands in McLean?
I said
no.
She was
walking the streets in McLean.
She heard it on the radio that they're rich doing.
Thank you, Fatima. Thank you.
Yeah, but when we run this shit back, everyone's going to know that I was right because the way you worded that shit was exactly what I thought.
Anyways.
Run that shit back.
So in Virginia, they're doing this thing where they're doing, it's called Trunk or Treat. And so they're doing it to try to still have something that's like social distance friendly for the kids where they can trick or treat in some type of way. But instead of going to like house to house or whatever, they have like some like businesses that are professional businesses that have been cleared and have all safety precautions, whatever. And they have like a little like trunk or whatever, like set up in like different areas in whatever location they chose. And so it's like $2 a kid or like a person, family. And so they can just go and pick from there.
All right. Boom.
So, I don't know.
This is where I come in because she mentioned this earlier and I was thinking about this and I was gonna bring it up on the episode. That shit is fucking retarded. Anybody that wants to keep fucking Halloween going and like they're and is like striving, well, you know, the kid, like I'm gonna go no matter what. My kids are going trick-or-treat. I'm sorry, dude. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm being harsh and I don't want to offend anyone because I definitely have not said anything on Facebook to people that I wanted to, but like,
dude, say your piece, dude. I agree 100%.
Dog, like,
fuck about no goddamn fucking so, Halloween.
And then this brings up something in more deep, like not more deep, but more a bigger picture. Like, parents are really, they spoil their kids, dog. Like,
hold on,
man, they need it. Like, kids, it's for the kids' well-being to realize that sometimes, like, dude, you're taking an L this year, little one. Like, you're just, and we're all taking L's this year, and you'll learn in life, and then Halloween will be back. But this year, all kids are learning a life lesson. You do what you can in your house, you know what I'm saying? Still dress up, get candy. But if you're talking about going from house to house collecting candy from other people in the middle of the pandemic, whether you believe in it or not, like everything that we've done thus far for the past, whatever, 8 months. Am I tripping? Has it been longer?
Seven
months. Yeah. Like, just don't do it. Like, just don't do it. It's not that fucking serious. It's the parents, like, fighting, just being stubborn.
Some of those people will be like, yeah, well, what about football? It's not that serious. Why are there people at football games?
Same thing. There are. And it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're actually, the Washington football team is doing soft opens.
So they make them sign. I think I heard that they make them sign a waiver, though, right?
I think they have to sign a waiver. I think
They really did it at a minimum. I want to say to only friends and family this last game.
Yeah, when Alex Smith.
But then this game.
Cowboys.
Oh, no,
Cowboys
no, no.
Coming
to They're the... not doing it for the Cowboys. They're doing it for the Giants and the Redskins. Oh, okay. They're going to actually have also seat holders. So they're going to start allowing everyone, but to a minimum. So if you have a suite, I want to say it's like a 25-person suite, four people are going to be allowed.
So rich people.
First suite. And then the other ones from the suite are going to be able to be throughout the stands.
Yeah, but in recent history, there have been less people at games in regular, like non-COVID times than the allotted amount of people allowed during COVID times.
That's
so,
a whole nother.
Like, whole nother I've tangent. Seen just countless Redskins games where fucking there's no one in there except for people from the other team because they stay because like they traveled and shit and like they, you know what I'm saying? Radamus, my cousin, shout out to Radamus, I guess, on a sour note, but he fucking texts me whenever he goes to a game and like they're winning the Giants because he's a Giants fan. Like he texts me like a video of him there and it's empty, no burgundy, and just all blue, like 20 people all blue. I'm like, all right, dude. My uncle called me today. I was like, yeah, you don't watch football no more, huh? Like I wouldn't watch football either if I was a Redskins fan. I'm like, dude, I don't care. Like I don't care, bro. Like, I don't care about football. I'm sorry to say it, man. Like, it's a shame the way football ended in my
you
book.
You don't follow football at all.
Clearly, she didn't know people were at the games.
So,
I don't care.
I'm not going to lie. I've had it on every week until last week. So, I guess not even that long. It's only, like, what, week four, week five?
No, we're on week seven.
Oh, shit. So, maybe I skipped a week or two, but I try to, man. I watch highlights. I'm not like no bullshit. I don't watch any TV. Like I don't know. I don't watch any football or I don't watch sports or anything like that. But on Facebook, I'm an ESPN top fan. Because like I watch all the highlights. Like I know what people are doing and shit like that. Like cuz from the Giants ran some crazy 80-yard touchdown today. Whoever had him on fantasy. You didn't have him on fantasy. Oh, you're a Giants fan. That's right. You're a Giants fan. You're a Giants fan. Nah, you were flexing. I was about to say, I thought you had him on fantasy. That's...
Oh, no, no, no.
Actually,
Giants fan.
that isn't that big of a deal in fantasy, right? Because...
Yeah, no, that's a good fan. That's points.
The 80 yards counts towards points?
Yeah, you get points for yards and...
Okay. Yeah. I know we're all going off topic and shit, but how's your guys' fantasy league? How y'all doing?
In one, I was doing really good in my Good Vibe Tribe, which is the radio league. I was doing really good.
What's the radio league? The Rashad Radio League?
Rashad Radio.
Oh, okay.
And then we have the Family Business League, which is like family legacy. And friends, and that one is the more expensive league, and that's where I have done well in the past.
And you won the Super Bowl on that one.
Yeah, I did win the Super Bowl. I won the Super Bowl.
All right, but we're talking about this season. No, I'm just so kidding.
I'm not doing good.
She's like not doing well in one league, and I'm not doing well in the other. So it's like,
hey, it goes with the flow of the world.
T minus 5 minutes, y'all, just in case.
Yeah, that's true. I had something I was gonna say too when we were talking about the fucking Redskins and Cowboys, and I forgot.
Was it about COVID attendance? Was it about?
Oh yeah, and how stupid people are. The whole thing that I was gonna tell.
Oh.
You, this is a good exit note, man. You don't have kids yet, right? And I can't wait till you do, because y'all gonna have some beautiful little bambinos or whatever we call it when they're Puerto Rican and Greek. Grambinos.
That's Italian, but it's okay. We can go. We can go with it. We don't got time.
Yo, man, 7 years into it, I got roughed up along the way, and not just from like in her family or in my family, like just talking to getting a little more comfortable with people that I know that have kids, and like giving them my opinion on like my parenting and shit. Right, yo, you meet some motherfuckers that are doing some ass backwards ass shit. So
ooh,
like,
yeah,
Halloween shit. It doesn't surprise me, right? Because think of this, that's just little kid world. What about, we got a bigger kid, right?
That's why I was thinking about parties also. I was thinking about.
Fuck all that shit, right? And so that's what I'm trying to say. Like, we live in a neighborhood, we can see that shit. And, like, there's people that govern their kids differently. And, like, just imagine that, how we have, like, a whole nation of people that are essentially, like, my age, right, with kids. And their dumbasses don't fucking know anything about their phones that they just give to these kids. So the kids are just on the joint. And then not on top of that, now it's a pandemic. You letting them pretty much run around. They're probably the ones that are fucking spreading it more so than we understand.
We had the high of all time the single day record high yesterday. Wow. 83,000 plus.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yep. I saw that number. I didn't know that that was like the highest.
It was the first one. So like 2 days ago was going to beat in July was the highest. And then we finally beat it on Friday.
This is in the county or is this
the U.S.?
Oh, in the U.S. Okay.
Yeah,
the number is way too big.
Our county numbers are pretty fucking high.
No, but our county
it's going up in our county too.
Yeah, that's what.
What
I
is it?
Because I got something from the school saying that our zip code.
Yep.
Is.
We have yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I only looked at immediate Rockville, but we have I would say around this area about like 2,000 cases in the past 14 days. So,
yo, Antoine made a joint, man. I told Antoine about Stereo. He made a joint. Yo, shout out.
No way.
I downloaded it.
Yeah. So I put y'all on. Don't say I never did y'all nothing when y'all blow up off that co-op network. You know what I mean? I love this podcast growing thing. I've been growing.
You got it right this time.
I'm actually, you know what I'm saying? I did get it right. I don't know. What else I was saying?
Smoothly. Co-op. You're like co-op couple. It was co-op. Hard because you were trying to say it backwards. It was hard.